Got a classic request? Call or text Christian Music Rewind. 262-3-REWIND.
My name is Gloria. I'd like to hear Stop by Kirk Franklin and God's Property.
Christian Music Rewind.
Them hands together and act like you know up in here. Cheap Pete!
Lately I've been going through something that's really got me down.
Put your hands together. Come on!
I need someone, somebody to help me come and turn my life around.
I feel like having some church up in here. Come on! Chat. Joy, devil. Makes me clap.
Makes me clap my hands.
Check.
Makes me wanna dance and stomp.
Oh, you better put them hands together and have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Brother, can't you see? I've got the victory. Stomp.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. Can I get a witness up in here?
Jars of Clay.
Hi, this is Phil Keaggy.
Hi, folks, I'm Brian Duncan, and you're on a trip to Christian music's past. This is Christian Music Rewind.
And I've learned it all.
Classics continue here on Christian Music Rewind, and in 2007, classic Christian artist and songwriter Scott Crepane found himself in the national spotlight, winning a songwriting competition on American Idol Season 6. The song would become the first single for that year's American Idol winner, Jordan Sparks, and would eventually hit the top 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Here's Scott Crepane on how all this happened.
In all honesty, it was my pastor called me up in the spring of, I think it was 2007, and said, "Hey, American Idol's having a songwriting contest. You want to write something for it?" And it's not like my pastor out of the blue decides he wants to write songs. He and I would write, you know, special things. If he had a special song for Easter that he wanted to sing, or if the high school was doing a video and we needed a song for that, sometimes we would write those things just as special things for our church. But they would never really go beyond that, you know. But we had a history of you know, at that point, probably writing 5 or 6 songs together. And so he calls me up and says, "Hey, you want to take a shot at this?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's take a shot." So rewrote one song, and that happened to be the song "This Is My Now," and figured, well, I got to get this demo done because we're getting up to the deadline. So I stayed up all night, you know, for like 9. I think I finished the demo at 5 in the morning. And, you know, we submitted it the next day. And, you know, a couple weeks later, got a call that said, "Hey, you're in the top 20. We're like, "Oh my goodness." You know, and really didn't think it would go beyond that. But, you know, we made the top 20, and I think they let America vote online for those things. And we got a call a couple days before the finale saying, "Hey, you're in the top 3, and we're going to fly you know, the three finalists down to Los Angeles to see who wins this thing down there. And then, and that was basically, they're telling us that because they didn't want us to tell anybody else that we maybe won it. And then the next day they called back and said, okay, we lied to you yesterday. You guys actually won. You've got an interview with USA Today and New York Times and LA Times and in an hour. So we have to prep you. You know, it's just kind of like, okay, we're going now. You know, we got on a plane and flew down to Los Angeles. We took our wives with us and so grateful to have them there to be able to enjoy. And one of those, you know, weird moments you don't expect to ever have in life. Had a great time at the show and got to meet, you know, some of the fellow contestants and tell Jordan thanks for doing a great job on the song. And just, it was a fun ride for a few days. And certainly, you know, the song ended up on her record. And so that's been a blessing for us financially as well, as we're able to retain some of the royalties from that. And it's just, it's been a great, fun story to tell. And one of those things that, again, if you'd have moved back, rewind 15 years, I would have thought, huh, what? That'll never happen. So it was a fun little piece of pop culture to be a part of.
From Scott Crepane's 1996 debut release, it's Hope Has a Way on Christian Music Rewind.
Hey you, with your fist balled up tight against your brother, yeah. Hey you, with a hate in your heart for another. It's no surprise that you struggle inside, playing tug of war with your stubborn pride. Remember, hope has a way, breaking through walls, bridging the gap between us all. There isn't a problem too great or too small. We throw words like stones against each other. And hello, before we begin to love one another. Haven't we learned from the mistakes we've made that without forgiveness there is no change. Hope has a way, breaking through walls, bridging the gap between us all. There isn't a problem too great or too small. No, no, no. Hope has a way, hope has a way. Let's not forget that what binds us is greater than anything that keeps us apart.
Music that makes you think. I wonder what happened to Steve Urkel, Zach Morris, and MacGyver.
Life moves pretty fast.
You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Christian Music Rewind.
Thank you.
Another funny flashback on Christian Music Rewind.
This is true. Never have your pastor over for Sunday dinner and potty train your children in the same day. Because James Dobson will tell you, you should applaud and make a big deal out of the deal in the potty. You know what I mean? And you, nothing comes between the big deal and the potty. So the pastor's there, we're having dessert. The meal's gone good so far, and Zachary walks in with his deposit. I won't tell you what we were having for dessert, but just know it didn't go well, you know? But we cheered, we clapped for Zachary. We're like, good boy, yes. Even the pastor was like, well, yes, fine. I think he was curious because Zachary was 10, but still.
Christian Music Rewind and the Queen of Clean, Shonda Pierce, on this week's Funny Flashback. Well, I'm Shawn Michaels with a classic that dominated the charts in 2003, spending an incredible 23 weeks at number one. Here's Mercy Me with Word of God Speak on Christian Music Rewind.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay. God speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice. finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay.
The American dream lives on in Minnesota as we shock the world.
I'm an alien from space who's landed here on Earth and trying to make the best of it.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you.
More classics are coming up next on Christian Music Rewind.